This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witz. If you joined me yesterday morning, I opened up the topic of how to say sorry. Is it hard to apologise? And I said it really is for some people difficult. Human pride says, I'm not going to apologise. Do you know that there are several examples from the Bible about people who were quite prepared to apologise? Now, I'm thinking now of Paul, the great apostle. The Bible's actually very honest. You see in the Bible great leaders and disciples and apostles, just like Paul and Peter, who got things wrong. And Paul, he was human, he knew when to apologise. And sometime if you have your Bibles, have a look at Acts 23, verse 1 to 10. Interesting story here where Paul had to defend himself before the Jewish High Court Sanhedrin. Here we have the high priest, Ananias. He was actually infuriated by Paul's words, are very honest words, and he ordered those standing by Paul to actually hit him. And Paul declared, God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. Do you sit to judge me according to the law and command me to be struck contrary to the law? So here he was saying something to Ananias. There was no way to speak to the high priest, and as soon as that was made clear, Paul actually admitted his fault. This is what he said. I didn't know, brothers, that he was a high priest. For it's written, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people. So, in other words, it was the way of saying sorry, and it actually helped save the day for Paul. So, what Paul had said was quite valid, and yet, in that moment, he chose to apologise for showing disrespect for speaking to the high priest in the way that he did. And actually, Paul's apology paved the way for the Sanhedrin to listen to what he had to say. So he knew that there were differences of opinion between the Pharisees and the Sadducees in the court. And that was about the resurrection, actually. So it gave Paul a chance to tell them that it was on this subject that he was being tried. So I guess what it boils down to is that if Paul had not respected the high priest, others wouldn't have respected him. So he was fairly wise there in apologising for the way he actually spoke in that instance. So what can we learn from an example like that? I think that in these cases, honest expressions of regret opened the way. It didn't actually do any harm. It opened the way for further dialogue. So I think that words of apology can often help us make peace with people. So when it seems that others hold something against us, you can be sure that admitting your mistake and apologising for the damage done can actually do a lot of good. It can make way for constructive conversation. Now you might say, well, that's all well and good, but I haven't done anything wrong. What have I got to apologise for? How do you feel when another person has chosen to take offence, something that you said or did? Perhaps you feel that that person's unreasonable or too sensitive, and you think you don't have to do anything. It was their choice to take offence, and you might feel the other person's in the wrong, that you're not in the wrong. Well, here's what Jesus said. He said in Matthew 5, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, Jesus said, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Jesus is saying that it's not about whether you feel you've done anything wrong or not. Just go and make peace with your brother. Now, I know, yes, it's easier said than done. Because often when two parties have a problem, there could be a measure of blame on both sides. We're all imperfect, aren't we? So there has to be some concessions. It means going to that person and trying to sort it out. If there's a grudge there, you need to sort that out, seeking forgiveness. So what can you do? Well, I guess the issue is about who's going to take the first step in making peace. Well, of course, this sort of thing has to be sincere. If you're going to apologise, you need to really mean it. This word apology, well, it can end up being used for almost anything. If you say it, an apology really has to come from your heart. It was Jesus who, I think, tried to get us to be plain speakers. In the Sermon on the Mount, he said, let your word yes mean yes and your word no mean no. For what is in excess of this is not helpful. So if you apologise, mean it. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we have confidence in you because you provide a refuge from our fears. Help us, Lord, to be humble, to be able to apologise when necessary. And I ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.